We learned recently that the NSA has spied on the Pope, the Chancellor of Germany, the President of Brazil, and now the Crown Prince of Stormwind, the Queen Regent of the Dark Iron Clan, and the Goblins of Azeroth.
Though Azeroth was saved, the drums of war thunder once again.
It turns out the NSA dispatched agents to the digital realms of the video games like World of Warcraft and Second Life to look for people plotting attacks in the real world. The newly published revelation comes from documents disclosed by, yep, Edward Snowden. To play a game like World of Warcraft, you assume an identity, pick an avatar, join a guild, trade goods, plan actions. So, for years now, NSA agents have been creating their own avatars, watching and interacting, maybe with your kids or you. What are the tens of millions of people inhabiting these virtual worlds supposed to feel about the government spies in their midst? With me in the studio is Kirk Hamilton, the features editor of Gawker's gaming site Kotaku. Kirk, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi, Kurt. Glad to be here.
So, not that you've spoken to every gamer on Earth in the last few days, but were gamers shocked and or upset by this revelation?
So the sense that I get is mostly a kind of resigned acknowledgement that, yes, of course this is happening. This is just one more in a layer of things that I think they're very used to being or feeling watched at this point.
Really? So, and it's interesting. There is this sense that everything we're doing electronically is already on somebody's radar, but isn't it different if it's on the government's radar?
I think so, though I'm not sure that that many people see a huge difference between some of these huge corporations and the NSA.
They can't put you in jail.
That's true, but I think that there's a general sense of I'm not doing anything wrong, so
right.
They're more concerned with is my privacy being invaded? Are they going to use my information to try to sell things to other people? That kind of thing.
Apparently, the NSA hasn't found anything interesting at all in this operation, but give us a sense of what goes on there and how in, let's say, 2009, some newbie NSA analyst might interpret the actions that are going on in that world.
These worlds are sort of organized into a series of servers that people log into. You make a character. A lot of people have multiple characters, but you start by making one. The game works that basically you go around this giant, at this point, it's been expanded multiple times.
Forests and mountains and lakes.
Yeah, all kinds of things. And then you team up with people. You can form guilds, they're called, which is like a group of like-minded people who work together to go and take on quests together.
In other words, terrorist groups.
Right. There are some similar organizational ideas going on.
And, of course, violence going on.
Yes, there is. And you can fight against other people, too. There can be player versus player, or you can go just take on computer-controlled dragons. It seems to me like if a terrorist organization is going to be planning things online, they're going to have their own lines of communication that aren't being constantly monitored and documented
right.
by some big corporation like Linden Labs or Blizzard who make World of Warcraft. The only thing I could see maybe is some sort of like virtual training, like what Hezbollah was doing with that game they made.
Which was like the U.S. Army's
sort of
recruitment training game.
Yeah. Basically taking that idea. And that kind of thing I do think could be useful for any kind of military sort of
really? So making your troll jump over walls would be a useful Hezbollah?
It would be if you think about like team building and like learning how to follow a leader and how to give commands. And I do think that the NSA and intelligence agencies in general are smart to be keeping an eye on this. It's probably fun for them, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, because you don't think the thousands of Edward Snowdens of the world, a lot of them are gamers, I'll bet.
No, I'm sure. And they get to play some World of Warcraft and learn things.
But what about laundering money? Since there is this, has always struck me as strange, fungibility between the currency in these worlds and actual money, wouldn't that be at least a thing to think about?
People do sell things in Second Life for real money.
Yeah.
And there's like in China, there's a lot of like the whole gold farming thing that happens in World of Warcraft where people, will get a whole bunch of gold and then sell it for real money on eBay or through, third party sources. Like that kind of stuff does get around a lot of the sort of tracking that the companies that run these games do. It seems to me like, what do I know about money laundering? But it's
right.
I sense there has to be better ways to launder money than doing that.
Like, say, Bitcoin.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just for a start. And so it would surprise me if that were happening. But, it could.
back in the 1960s, during the anti-war movement, the CIA, the FBI, the Army, military intelligence agencies all had undercover agents infiltrating radical groups, partly to make those members of radical groups suspicious of one another. You don't think that's going to happen here, of like, hey, are you a spy, or beyond the joking version of that?
It's interesting. I'm not sure. I think that like identity is a really kind of fluid thing online.
Right.
And that
everybody's an undercover agent.
Right. Of some sort, right? Like everybody's putting on another identity to begin with. You're not even looking at what the person actually looks like. So, you know, I think if there was actually activity going on that people were trying to hide, but for the most part, everyone's just playing the game and they just don't really care. Like if you're an undercover cop, okay, great. Like let's go on a raid together and kill this dragon. Like
yeah. Maybe you'll know better how to do it.
Exactly. Like you're maybe higher level than you would be otherwise. So, you know, I don't get the sense that there's a lot of sort of fear and loathing in Azeroth happening.
Kirk, thanks very much.
Oh, sure, Kurt. My pleasure.
Kirk Hamilton is the features editor of Gawker's gaming site Kotaku.
Given the history of abuse by governments, it's right to ask questions about surveillance.
You are testing my patience.
So what's